Cole Kincaid was one of five rough-rousing, baseball-hurling boys raised by the man memorialized in the book. E. Leon Kincaid was a traveling salesman who had grown up dirt poor during the Great Depression and raised his boys while also caring for his wife after her debilitating car accident. Paul Kincaid put it this way in a eulogy to his late father. He was Pete Rose before Pete Rose, sliding headfirst, running over the catcher blocking home plate, and that was in a church softball game. The title of the book is E. Leon, A Perfectly Imperfect Dad. Paul Kincaid joined me in the studio in Springfield.
I always am looking for good stories, and I came to realize that this was a good story, and I thought people would identify with it and maybe enjoy it.
Your dad raised five sons. He was a very hardworking guy, and he also used a lot of humor. This is a very funny book. He really used his humor, including in an email he sent to all of you before a major heart surgery, in which doctors gave him the option of having a heart valve made from, basically, from pig elements or something that was artificial. Would you mind reading that to us?
In an attempt to minimize the worry, both his and ours, a couple of weeks before the surgery, he used an email to pose a number of questions. They included, 1, after the operation, will my speech be in English or pig Latin? 2, will PETA demonstrate against me for animal cruelty? 3, after the operation, will eating pork constitute cannibalism? 4, will my Jewish friends shun me because I am part pork? 5, will I be allergic to pork chops and baby back ribs? How about bacon? How about sausage? 6, will oink be the large part of my vocabulary?
I love that. The craft of writing memoir or writing about someone is often a craft in which we learn more about ourselves. I'm wondering what you learned about yourself after having written about your dad.
Personally, I could see myself and my brothers in my dad. We all like to think we're different than our parents, but going through this process, I realize a lot of his humor, a lot of the way he looks at things, his optimism, just the way he handles himself, the things he believes in, they translated to my brothers and me, and that became pretty clear.
He had wished, he had communicated his wishes that when his time were to come, he wanted to be cremated and for his ashes to be spread over a baseball field. I thought that was very touching, given that baseball was a big part of your life and of his life. Do you still go to the ball field?
Yeah, we still have friends and nephews that play at that field, but baseball was a big part of our life. We spent hours and hours and days and months together. That was kind of a common denominator. So he was adamant about what he wanted to have done, and we were able to live up to his wishes. I found out in the process, apparently it's not unusual. They had a routine that they did for this kind of thing, for this kind of request, which kind of surprised me a little bit, but we were able to go to the field. We were able to stand in the corner he wanted us to. We were able to scatter the ashes exactly as he had prescribed.
It's a beautiful book. Paul Kincaid, author of the tribute to his late father, E. Leon, A Perfectly Imperfect Dad. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.